This is All Things Considered. I'm Will Michaels. In June, more than 200,000 Wilmington area residents found out an industrial facility near Fayetteville had been contaminating their drinking water with unregulated chemicals for years. But there are dozens of people living near the Chemours plant now living on bottled water, and they want answers. Rusty Jacobs has this report.
Mike Waters is angry.
23 years in Special Forces. An enemy couldn't kill me, but my well's going to.
The military veteran lives in a subdivision around a mile from Fayetteville Works, the plant owned by DuPont affiliate Chemours, a chemical manufacturer that produces Genex, a fluorochemical used in Teflon and other nonstick surfaces.
I'm 54. My son's 27. He's just starting his life.
Waters and his son are taking baths at work, while his wife uses bottled water from Chemours to take showers in a trailer the family owns. Waters is among the 50 or so residential well users getting bottled water from Chemours because tests on their wells showed levels of Genex above the state's health advisory goal of 140 parts per trillion. Chemours delivers 9 gallons of water at a time, supposedly a 2-week supply, but Waters says that's not enough, so he goes to the plant himself to get another 60 gallons every 4 days.
We've got 3 huskies, 3 parrots, and 3 people. We're washing the dishes in it.
Waters helped organize a Genex forum at Fayetteville's Methodist University. Fran Minshew came to hear from the panel of scientists and attorneys. Minshew has the dubious distinction of being the well owner with the highest level of Genex since Chemours began testing, 1,300 parts per trillion.
I need to know what they're going to do about my water. I can't drink the water. I can't give it to my animals. I don't want to even take a shower in it. You can't brush your teeth with it. What are we going to do?
Minshew is 76. She's undergoing treatment for breast cancer and says her dog has been getting tumors for the past 6 years. The human health effects of Genex are not known. Tests on animals show links to liver, pancreatic, and testicular cancer. A lot of people who attended the forum had questions about these possible health effects. All legitimate questions, but ones that are hard to answer, according to Professor Detlef Canape. Canape is the NC State University scientist whose research team discovered Genex in the Cape Fear River in 2013. Canape told the audience at the forum that health studies will take lots of time and thousands of test subjects to determine any correlation between these chemicals and certain diseases. NC State and East Carolina University just got money to take a preliminary step, a grant to test 400 people in the Wilmington area.
What our data can show is that if these chemicals are in the water, that they actually are in your blood or are in the urine. Right now, those data are lacking even, right? So we don't have a measure of exposure.
Whereas Genex ended up in the Cape Fear River because it was discharged by Chemours in wastewater, the Genex and other fluorochemical compounds showing up in the wells were likely airborne. Chemours first tested wells within a mile of the center of the Fayetteville Works plant. Now the company is testing an additional 450 wells within a mile of the plant's boundary. And the testing area may be expanded further. Jamie Kreitzer is a spokesman for the State Department of Environmental Quality.
In essence, we're looking for the edge of the contamination plume.
Kreitzer says state officials are working with Chemours to find a permanent solution to the problem for contaminated wells, including installing effective filters, digging deeper wells, or tying residents into the county water supply. But Fayetteville resident Gene Swinson says there's another way for Chemours to fix the problem.
You cut me a check, I'll give you my key, and I'll move.
Swinson and others with contaminated wells say Genex has caused property values to take a nosedive. That's one reason he and many others in his neighborhood have signed up with Barron and Budd, a national law firm already representing Brunswick County residents in a class action lawsuit against Chemours. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.